Hey everyone, this is Rem Jackson, the CEO of Top Practices, and welcome to the Top Practices Summer Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. I am absolutely delighted that you are participating along with your doctors this summer in this workshop. So now, some of you who have been to the summit before and have done this process with your practices before, we'll recognize a lot of the things that we're going to work on from your previous sets efforts. Really, some things just don't ever change, but some of this is also new. One of the things that's definitely new is a new dual focus. So I'm doing a separate call, and sometimes I'll be doing a separate resource for you. It'll all be listed out very clearly on the website page where we're putting all of this. I'm doing one for the owner operator of the practice from their point of view, and one from a team member point of view. And anybody can listen to both if they want to. There's nothing secret or special about it. It's just, I just want to try to, if you're working in the practice and you're not the owner, you have a different perspective, an appropriately different perspective. And I want to respect that and try to help you get the most out of this content for you as a member of this team, but also for you as a human being who is a father, a mother, a sister, a brother, a parent, who have all your goals, your dreams, your aspirations, you know, through which your participation in your job at this practice is really important. So I'm going to try to really help us do that and help you get the most out of this that you can. Now, I have a goal, two very specific goals for this summer program. Number one is I want to help prepare you so that when you get to the Top Practices Summit in the fall, that you really are ready to hit the ground sprinting. You're just ready to go. And I want to give you the tools that you need to have in order to not get knocked off your game, no matter what happens to you. The second thing is I want to help you develop the habit and the skill of doing your own key planning and business development and career development during the summer in this 12-week period, which starts pretty much on Memorial Day and ends on Labor Day. And that for those folks in Canada and Australia, that is here in the U.S., that's the last Monday in May and the first Monday in September. And I do recognize, by the way, that if you're in the Southern Hemisphere, winter's actually summer, summer's actually winter. You'll have to just make that adjustment. I can't fix the way the world is set up, but I would if I could, but I know my limitations. Okay, so now we're going to be getting organized, and that really is the next session that we're going to do, I'll talk a little bit more about those in a bit. And it really is an extraordinary tool to getting organized and getting what should be on your should-do list, not your could-do list, but your should-do list, and to help you recommit to doing your should-do list. Some of you have done this before, and you know, folks that do often say, boy, I really need to do that again. Every year, you're at a different place. You're at a different time. You're a different person in some ways, and so we need to do this minimally annually and review it all the time. We'll be doing that next time. Today, however, it's an opening session about your intentions. It's about your why. Because without your why, at some point you're going to get knocked off your course. At some point, if we don't know why, then you know when the stuff happens, then we get knocked off and we don't come back. Sometimes for years. I'll give you an example. The number one challenge, and I'm very public about this, and I always have been, and it's always been a big challenge for me, is my health and my weight. I'm a very disciplined person, but if you've never been overweight, you can't relate to how complex and difficult that issue is. By the way, if you've never been a a person that just, you know, struggles deeply with organization, then you can't relate to how hard that is to be that person and to deal with that issue. I don't have that one, but I sure do have the weight issue. And so, you know, I was doing really well. And then on January 26th, 2016 at 8 a.m., I walked out and slipped on the ice and broke 3 ribs in my back. And that literally put me on my back for quite a while. And then what happened? I would try to come back to working out, and I couldn't. It was simply impossible. I gained a lot of weight during that process. And then, you know, as always happens, if you get out of your habits, restarting those is incredibly difficult. This happens to all of us. I don't know a single person who hasn't faced this problem. It's absolutely universal. You know, we don't think everybody deals with it, but everybody does. You know, I'll give you my what I've used to help me stay focused. What's my why when it comes to my weight loss? So my goal, I have a very big goal for my health, and the goal is I want to live to see my grandchildren graduate from high school or higher. And I don't have any grandkids yet. And so this matters to me. And so what I've actually done is I've imagined a future where my daughters and, you know, their families are all there with Diane. And they're watching, you know, my grandchild walk across the stage. And Diane grabs a hold of one of their arms and says, you know, your father would have loved this so much. Oh, my goodness, would he have enjoyed being here today. And, you know, when you imagine that, like, that's just like, that really gets you right in the gut. And I'm like, oh, man, I just don't want that to happen. Now, by the way, it may not be in God's plan that I make it. That's totally okay with me, because I understand that. But I am certainly going to do everything in my power to facilitate that working out. And so that's what brings me back. That's what has brought me back and keeps me working out and focused and watching my nutrition and everything else. But, you know, you're going to have your own challenges. You know, at the practice, people are going to quit that, you know, that are working with you, that, you know, that you trained, and then now we're going to have to go find somebody else. You're going to have doctors come and go in some cases, not all. And in your own personal life, you know, from time to time, people are going to actually betray you. It happens. It's happened to most people I know. You know, and stuff's going to get a letter or the, I don't know what it is, but there's other things. Illnesses get in our way, divorces, much happens to all of us. You know, I've been doing this now for a decade, and as you watch people as we go forward with our lives, you see all of this. And we have to have a reason. We have to have a why for what brings us back to those things that really matter to us, what we care about. And those are usually the really big, you know, the big things, family, our health, to you know, to live a blessed life. And so what I want you to do in this first session is to open up the file that is the session number one, essentials, you know, what's your why, and spend some time. You've got 2 weeks to do this before we, and I highly recommend you actually schedule time to do this. And I would hope that your practice gives you some time at work to do this. And you just want to take a little care, and you want to think about this. Answer these questions. You know, what is the purpose of your career? You know, why do you go to work every day? That's a great question. And it can't just be because I need to make money. Of course, that is a prime reason, because if, you know, you didn't get a paycheck for coming to work, you wouldn't be coming much longer, no matter how much you do like it, because you wouldn't be able to. So that's a given. But, you know, you chose this career, or it chose you. But here you are. You know, question number two, what do you get out of it? What do you get out of it beyond a paycheck? And then an even more important question, what do you think you should get out of it? I mean, you're so lucky, so blessed to be working in a field, in which you heal people. I mean, what podiatrists do for people, what you do for your patients, it's spectacular. It's giving people back their lives. It's a wonderful, wonderful field to be in. What should you be getting out of it? And here's the next question. Is there a difference between those two answers? And if there is a difference, why do you think that is? What's causing that to happen? And then, big question, what needs to change in order to reconcile those two differences, what you think you should get out of it and what you do get out of it? What needs to change? And that may take some courage for you to write that answer, to truly state that answer. And when you do it, it can be just for you. You're not required to share this with anybody. This is for you. Your why is for you. What has to change? And what are you going to do? Not, oh, I've got to get around to that, or I should do it. What are you going to, what do you resolve to do to bring that change about? And what tools will you use to make that happen? You might have to do some research. You might have to talk to people. You might have to figure this out. But what tools can you use to make that happen? What people in your life at the practice can help you make that happen? And why should they care? Why should they care? Because people are always willing to help you, but there has to be a reason for them to care. And how will you see if you get off track? Like I said earlier, when you get off track, like, you know, it's like, oh my goodness, I'm 34 pounds heavier than I was whenever this happened. And I didn't even notice it happening. I mean, some of you, if you have my issue, you know that happens. You simply disconnect and don't pay attention to it. How does that happen? How will you see if you get off track? What are you going to be watching and tracking? What numbers, what activities that you check in on every day? And how will you get back on track? I do want to recommend a great book to read this summer. It's called Start With Why, and it's by Simon Sinek, S-I-N-E-K. Start With Why. It's a tremendous book, and I think it'll really be great for you. So this is the mission of the Top Practices Summer Business Development and Goal Setting Workshop. And this summer, we're going to be focusing on these modules. And you'll find on the webpage that where you're accessing these calls, there's a bonus up at the top. That is a mastermind call that I did explaining the whole concept of why summertime is the very best time to do this kind of work. You know, most of the time we think about doing this at the beginning of the year, and we never get around to doing it. The other time is, as soon as the kids are back in school, things get super busy. And I'm not suggesting we give up our summers, not at all. But there's a lot more room to do this kind of thinking and planning now, which will free you up the rest of the year and make you feel awesome at the first of the year. So that's what we're doing now, is understanding your why. Then we're going to move on how to get organized and get prioritized so that you can begin to execute on your goals. We're going to do creating smart, focused goals that serve you and your family, part one, and then we'll do part two. So there'll be a lot of space in there. Understanding and implementing the vital tools you can use to keep you and your team communicating and on track in pursuit of your goals. There are tools you can use that will help you. I'm going to share them with you and teach you. We're going to do designing perfect execution plans, 12-week plans that allow you and your team to just get things done so you can hit your goals, and or you and your family, or you and your spouse, or just you. We're going to get you ready for the summit. Specifically, we're going to also talk about using your practice metrics as radar. Now, that's one of the things that I'm going to be doing with the doctors. Actually, as I think about it, what we're going to do is we're going to talk about your numbers, not the practice's numbers, but your numbers. How are we going to use your numbers, your numbers of times that this is happening, or your goals or your plans as radar, so you can make the necessary adjustments to stay on track to hit your goals? It's just going to be ready for takeoff, the final summit preparation checklist, and off we go. Now, this first session, though, it's vital. It's essential for your ultimate success and sustainability. So please, be sure to so work really hard to make that happen. And I'll say this again. If you do this over the entire summer, and you don't start on like August 15th or September 1st and cram, you're going to be giving yourself, your family, your staff, the team members, and ultimately your patients too, an enormous gift. So I'm looking forward to doing this. I'm doing it myself again along with you. Let's have a absolutely wonderfully fun and productive summer, and I'll talk to you the next time. Thanks, everybody. Bye-bye.